Welcome back to ENN Radio, a weekly podcast from Elon News Network, bringing you the stories behind the headlines. I'm Mackenzie Wilkes. As the coronavirus continues to spread, Elon University has reevaluated some of its programs abroad.
Elon students are currently traveling back to the U.S. after the university suspended their study abroad program in Florence, Italy, because of an increase in the cases of the coronavirus, what the World Health Organization is now calling COVID-19. Elon Spanish lecturer Ketevan Kupadatsi moved to Florence with her two kids and husband to teach there for the semester. In an exclusive interview with Elon News Network via Skype, Kupadatsi says she got an email from the Global Education Center 3 days ago saying that there were no plans to suspend the program. The next day, she received a call from the dean of the GEC, Woody Pelton, informing her that the program had been suspended and that they would all be sent home. While Italy has over 500 cases of the coronavirus, most of those are found in northern Italy. Florence is the capital of the Tuscany region, where there are only two confirmed cases. Kupadatsi says students are surprised they are being sent home because life for them in Italy seemed normal.
Things seem to be calm here. Nothing strange or extraordinary is happening in the streets, and people are just going about their business, and there are museums are open, schools are open.
The students will be completing the rest of their coursework online, but she says it's just not the same.
This was still very much the beginning of their journey, and they were looking forward to the other 3 months that they were going to spend here. So I think it was, students were hit the most because they were most disappointed and saddened by the news.
She says some students would like to move back to Elon after spring break if there is available housing. In a recent email to students, Vice President for Student Life, John Dooley, says the university will continue to monitor other study abroad programs. And to read more of our interview with Kupadatsi, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com.
A couple weeks ago, we talked to ENN reporter Lauren Singles about the suspension of the university's spring abroad program in Beijing, China.
So Elon, their partner in China specifically, so it wasn't necessarily the university's decision, but rather their partner in China, has canceled the Beijing spring 2020 semester abroad program. And then Elon has also canceled their fall 2020 business school in Shanghai, because of coronavirus and the fears that they're not going to have the same admissions that they want to run the program effectively.
Election season has begun at the university. Student Government Association is holding its spring election, and on the ballot is the race for the next student body president, Brandon Veal.
Like, we have the phrase, like, belong with Elon outlined in big letters. But if the students don't feel like they have some stake in the event, or they feel like they don't feel driven to go to the events, they won't go. And they, in that sense, they don't belong, because they won't be a part of the community activities that we're doing to kind of make this place really good.
And Robbie Miley.
The transition to college can be really difficult for a lot of different students. You know, I had a really great orientation leader, but I still feel like I kind of struggled.
Are facing off to be the next student body president. Veal is currently the class of 2021 president, and Miley serves as the vice president of the same class. Voting begins March 2nd at 9 a.m., and students can vote through Phoenix Connect, and voting closes March 3rd at 5 p.m. To learn more on the other races, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com. In other election news, Super Tuesday is just 4 days away. An Elon University poll released a new poll on healthcare, the economy, and the political system ahead of March 3rd. With the primary election soon, the poll found that 66% of North Carolinians expect politics to become more divisive over the next year. That's it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and when we're not in your feed, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com, and follow us on social media at Elon News Network.